9 months ago, the Boy Scouts of America lifted their longtime ban on openly gay scouts. And this week, 17-year-old Pascal Tessier became the first gay member to achieve the rank and officially be recognized as an Eagle Scout. Well, if you don't know, Eagle Scout is the highest rank that a scout can achieve. But here's the twist. In 6 months, Pascal will no longer be allowed to be part of the Boy Scouts. That's because he'll turn 18. And according to the Boy Scout guidelines, openly gay adults are not welcome. Pascal is with me today from Kensington, Maryland. Hi, Pascal.
Hello, Todd. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. How long have you been in the Scouts?
Well, I joined Cub Scouts when I was 7 years old, and I actually joined Boy Scouts when I was 11, I've been there since.
So you've been there since, which means for all of the controversy about gay Scouts and gay Scout leaders, it was never an issue for you, or your fellow Scouts and parents didn't know? What was it like for you?
Well, because of the area that we live in, my troop and everyone that I knew actually was very, very accepting of me. And it was never really an issue about the ban. And after I came out, I didn't actually know there was a ban on gay scouts and gay members in general until about a year afterwards.
How old were you when you came out?
I came out when I was in eighth grade, and I believe I was 13.
So your scouting experience since then kind of goes against the news narrative of, you know, an organization that excludes gays because your local troop didn't really care very much.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of key to the whole idea of the complete issue, that local chapters were ready to accept gay members. However, on a national level, it was still institutionalized discrimination.
So now you're in a situation where you've achieved Eagle Scouts. I'll use the word legal just for lack of a better word. You're a legal scout now because you're 17 and you're a minor. But as we said, you're about to turn 18 and then you're out. And I don't mean out in the sense that you were out when you were 18. You're out of the organization. What has your interaction been like with the organization about your impending ouster here?
Well, really, there hasn't been any talk directly with the national level about what will happen.
Are you making a move to try and stay in?
I am trying to. Currently, I'm fighting the battle of getting adult leaders included too, but I don't think there's enough time between now and when I turn 18 that we will have made a big enough impact to change their minds and be able to keep myself into Boy Scouts.
We should remind people that this vote from the Boy Scouts several months ago allowed gay Boy Scouts in the organization, but continues to exclude gay Scoutmasters or gay adults from being part of the organization. We reached out to the Boy Scouts of America, who replied that they aren't scheduling any interviews right now, so they didn't want to join this particular segment. But Pascal, you're going to be out of the organization, as we said, at age 18. You're an Eagle Scout. What do you think that the organization might be missing by not having you around after your 18th birthday?
Well, essentially, they're missing the opportunity for me and as well as, you know, any other gay scouts to teach their peers, because we're still at that age where we can still connect with other scouts at a level that is, you know, peer level, because we're still very close in age. So they're missing the opportunity for peer teaching in the ways of Boy Scouts. But they're also missing the whole idea that they're the people who gave me these awards that say that I'm a morally correct person, I can lead, I have responsibility and all these things. But after that, they're saying, we were wrong, now you're 18 and gay, that means you're out.
Pascal Tessier is 17 years old. He's an Eagle Scout. He has been called a morally correct person by his organization, the Boy Scouts of America. But in a few months, when he's 18, he will be out of the organization because Pascal is gay. Pascal Tessier, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Follow me, boys, follow me. When you think you're really me, that's the time to lift your feet and follow me. Boys, follow me.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.